It has started.
Thank you very much, Renate. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, everyone. This is the Cross-Community Working Group on Internet Governance weekly conference call on Friday, the 17th of January, 2014. The time is 0704 UTC, and we will start first with a roll call. If I could ask Renate to please list the people that are on the call.
Yes, we have Alain Bidron, Alexa Dance, Avri Doria, Bart Boswinkle, David Farris, Greg Chatan, Grigory Salian, Keith Davidson, Leon Sanchez, Marilyn Cade, Oliver Soum, Olivier Crépin-Leblanc, Phil Corwin, Teresa Swinehart, Ergis Ramash from staff, and Petya Mikova and myself.
And this is Fadi as well.
Fadi, hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Fadi.
Incidentally, Naresh Ajwani, too.
Oh, and Naresh Ajwani. Hello, Naresh. Sorry about that.
Thank you.
Okay, fantastic. Anyone else that we've missed? Hearing no one else, there are two apologies that have been received, one from Rafiq Damak and also from Carlton Samuels as well, if you could put this on the record. And so let's move swiftly into the second item in our agenda, that's the adoption of the agenda itself. If there is any are any amendments that anyone wants to make to the agenda, please speak now. The agenda is currently on your screen on the Adobe Connect, and you may also connect to the agenda by going on the wiki page, and I've put a link to the agenda at the top of the chat, and you've also received an email which provides you details of the agenda. I insist on the agenda page because of the fact that it has a link to all of the documents that we will be using today, One thing that we will do and that I propose now is, I know that, Fadi, you only have half an hour, is that correct?
That is correct, yes.
That's correct. So what I was going to suggest then, instead of wasting time whilst we have Fadi on the call, is that to move directly to agenda item number 4, and then we'll be able to come back to the review of the action items afterwards. Does anyone object to moving to item number 4 directly? I don't see anyone objecting, so let's move to item number 4. Just the usual thing, the rules of the game here. Before you speak, can you please say your name so as for the transcripts to be accurate? And, of course, if you have questions or would like to intervene, if you are on the Adobe Connect, please put your hand up before so that you'll be in the queue. If you're not on the Adobe Connect, then please shout out, and I'll manually put you in the queue. Agenda item number 4, we have Fadi Shahadeh who has joined us. And just a brief background, Fadi was on the call last week, which was an internet governance call to, I guess, follow up on all of the events that are taking place at the moment in the lead up to the meeting that will take place in Brazil. There were a lot of questions aimed at him, and I think that it was actually a one-net thing, wasn't it? Anyway, it wasn't directly related to this cross-community working group, and so there was a suggestion that Fadi could join us over during this call and answer our questions. And so I guess the first thing really is to hand the floor over to Fadi Shahadeh for him to sort of make his introduction and a brief summary of what's been happening, and then I'll open the floor for questions so that we have a good interactive session between the members of this working group and Fadi Shahadeh. Fadi, you have the floor.
Thank you, Olivier. Thank you, everyone, for taking the time to stay very much engaged in this important internet governance debate. I think as we start the year, the event in Brazil, as well as the fifth panel that we have launched in December, are foremost, frankly, in the internet governance discussions right now. So let me give you a quick update on both of these, and then, frankly, allow time for listening and hopefully sharing some ideas and answering any questions I could help with. So the panel itself, as you recall, this is the fifth of the strategy panels that we had launched last year. And this one is particularly focused on internet governance. And the focus within that is on the evolution of the internet governance ecosystem. The panel had its first meeting in London. 15 of the 18 panelists were able to arrive. President Ilves of Estonia chaired the panel, and Vint Cerf was the vice chair. The panel will meet three times. That was its first meeting in London, under the, frankly, the auspices of ICANN hosting it. The second meeting will be under the auspices and hosting of the University of Southern California Annenberg Foundation, and that will be at the end of February. And the third and last meeting will be under the auspices of the WEF, the World, WEF folks will be holding the meeting in the first week of May in Dubai. So the panel in its first meeting completed a list of what are called the desirable properties for an internet governance ecosystem. These properties will be published very shortly, if not tomorrow, then sometime early next week, for everyone to see and comment on and provide input and feedback to the panel. At their next meeting at the end of February, they will have completed by then, with the help of their drafting team that they assigned, they would have completed the first draft of the proposed kind of internet governance ecosystem. This will be published at the end of February in time for it to become also one of the many inputs into the Brazil conference, which is accepting input and proposals for its agenda up to March 1st, so that there is time for the public and the community to review and see all the proposals leading up to the Brazil conference, obviously, 23rd of April. And then the panel, back to the panel, they will listen to input from the community, input coming back from the Brazil conference, input from other fora in during the months of March and April. And then when they meet again in May for their last meeting, they will incorporate all that input into their first draft and issue the final paper or their final set of recommendations. So that's on the panel side. Let me go to Brazil for a minute, Olivier, and then I'll hand it back to all of us to dialogue. the meeting in Brazil is moving forward with good progress and good planning towards hopefully a successful conference. Two things worth noting in the press release that the CGI folks issued last week after some discussions. The first is that they have now very clearly defined what is the agenda of the conference. And they defined it, I think, for the first time in clear, unequivocal terms that also make it clear there will be no agenda items added. And the first, and there are only two items. The first one is to develop principles of internet governance. And the second one is to develop a proposal for an internet governance ecosystem that evolves the current institutions and mechanisms and has some way to address how we can introduce new mechanisms as needed, when needed, to address open topics or topics that are not addressed today. So that's the first and important piece that is now unequivocally clear. They have also now appointed a full-time executive director for the conference, Daniel Fink. They also announced that they have chosen, unusually, for the conference to be chaired by multiple chairs representing the multi-stakeholder community. So as opposed to having just the country field a minister, as is usual in these international kind of conferences, they will have a minister from Brazil for governments, then they will have a co-chair with him from business or industry, and a co-chair from civil society, academia, and then a co-chair from technical organizations, etc. And they laid all of that out in the press release, which I'm not going to enumerate or read out for you, but I'm sure you can see it on the CGI website, and I also tweeted it recently. So this is a second and important piece of information. I think the other piece which I can tell you that is not necessarily public yet is that they have chosen the 12 countries that will be what Brazil is calling their co-hosts. And these will be countries on the high-level committee that will be set up for the conference. And they have already sent invitations to all these 12 countries. France is one of the countries and has now officially announced that they will be part of this. The other 11 countries are right now in discussions, and hopefully we will hear from them soon as well. So ICANN's involvement and role in all of this continues very supportive. As we are obviously also on the OneNet platform that is more of an open dialogue platform. And we believe that all these activities continue to build momentum towards a multi-stakeholder internet governance debate and dialogue in 2014 that we believe will be healthy for the overall framework of discussion. So, Olivier, this is a very high-level update for everyone, and I'm happy to listen and learn and be helpful in any way that this group would like me to be.
Well, thank you very much, Fadi. It's Olivier Capanavron speaking. Now, we open the floor for questions. As I mentioned earlier, people can either type in their question on the chat or they can put their hand up in the Adobe Connect room. Big question that this working group has been going around, I guess, is really the deliverables and how this cross-community working group fits in the wider scheme of things. I guess at some point you probably it would be interesting for this working group to hear your point of view on that. And what kind of deliverables would be useful. But let's first go over to the queue, and first I've got Oliver Suiman. Oliver, you have the floor.
Thank you very much. Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Fadi. I'm speaking for the European Internet Service Providers. I'm a member of the ISPCP with an ICANN. And I have a question, Fadi, regarding the new mechanisms that you mentioned when you talked about the two key principles of the upcoming Brazil conference. Could you specify a little more what that would mean according to your understanding? And because I think this is one of the points that might cause concerns in the community, because I think one of the most concern that is being discussed is the fear that there could be a different understanding of multi-stakeholderism, a different understanding of what internet governance is meant to be. And as the conference is organized by a government, and governments will play a very active role, there might be the concern that the meaning of new mechanism could mean something different from what we understand what multi-stakeholderism should be.
Yeah. Well, this is Fadi. I think that the concept of or the wording around the new mechanism, first of all, is not presuming or assuming, at least from what I've seen from the Brazilian input, that we're talking about certainly the creation of new institutions or things of that sort. They very much would like to anchor this into the idea that some topics of that necessitate governance in the internet space today do not have a place in the multi-stakeholder world to be addressed. So this is very specifically focusing on the fact that whilst there are multilateral bodies that could at least purport to want to address these unaddressed topics or and some topics that we don't even maybe know today that may come up as we evolve, they would like to talk about new mechanisms in the multi-stakeholder environment that would allow us to address these open issues. But let me just clarify, I think the perception that this is a government-centered conference should be dispelled and relatively quickly. Every committee that is in an organizing role of this conference, every single committee is completely balanced in terms of including governmental and non-governmental players. And they ensured that these numbers are quite balanced, and in some cases, some of the subcommittees they're creating will have more people from non-governmental environment than governmental. The chairmanship of the conference is multi-stakeholder. The way people will be invited to attend in person will be done through the communities, not through the governments or even through the government of Brazil. So they have asked OneNet to field, for example, multiple business nominees to the committees of the Brazil conference. The business nominees will be involved in the entire selection of all the business people that will be invited to the meeting. So not the Brazil government and not even, for example, the U.S. government will be selecting the U.S. business representatives. It's the business community themselves that will be engaged in the selection of its of the invitations to their community. Similarly with civil society, similarly with academia, etc. So frankly, I visited with the Brazilians both in the CGI and the government last week, and I came back very, very encouraged and very comforted by the fact that their commitment to the multi-stakeholder nature of this conference remains very, very strong. And it's up to us to shape it at this stage, but they're letting us very much engage in that shaping.
Thank you for that view. Thank you. Helpful.
Thank you very much, Fadi. It's Olivier speaking. Next we have Keith Davidson. Keith, you have the floor.
Oh, thanks, Olivier. Can you hear me okay?
Perfectly well, Keith.
Excellent. Fadi, heard your comments regarding the Brazil agenda being partly to develop principles for internet governance, and that's quite useful, of course. I think any principle driven structure is going to be better than a random organization. But I did attend the webinar on the VintSurf ICANN's place in the ecosystem panel discussion a couple of days ago, and that group is working quite feverishly on developing a set of internet governance principles which look much more broadly than just applicable to ICANN. I'm a little bit concerned that with the amount of different structure and working groups and panels and so on, that there may be quite a bit of duplicated effort going on. Are you sort of trying to harness things to keep everything, all of ICANN's ducks in a row, or is it getting a little bit out of hand and people going off in various directions? And my concern for this group is that we may end up doing the same thing if we don't have firstly a well-organized charter for this group, and that we understand what our work plan and end objectives should be. So thank you, Fadi.
No, thank you, Keith. No, I think you are referring to the what we call the fourth strategy panel that is led by Vint Cerf, I believe.
Great.
And just to clarify, just to separate things a little bit, the panels are made up by people from our community as well as people at large that were assembled by the chairs. We gave each of them a general charter that they should focus on. Inevitably, as I'm sure you know, Keith, you bring people who are passionate about the subject and who have a lot of input together, and oftentimes, you know, there will be a lot of ideas that may go a little bit, you know, that would cover the charter of the panel, but may also go a little bit beyond that. And that's okay. I mean, frankly, we have been very closely monitoring and watching that all the panels, including this one, and the amount of effort and passion and commitment that I'm sure you've seen from the panelists on that panel was quite remarkable. So they have an output that may go a little bit beyond what we asked them originally to focus on. I think that's fine, because as we know, these are not decisional panels. They're just providing general input into the ICANN strategy process. Now, the one panel that had a unique role was the fifth panel. Of course, as you know, Vint is also on that panel personally. He's the only person who crosses between the two. And that panel had a very specific remit to rethink not just ICANN's place in the Internet governance ecosystem. It really went farther to start thinking about the overall governance ecosystem. So there are some overlaps between the two, and we're clearly, because Vint is on both panels, we are making sure that we are informing and cross-informing these two panels as necessary. Now, as we go into this group, you ask the question, how do we make sure this group stays focused? It's up to you how we charter this group, and I'm checking to everyone's lead. You are all experts in the space. But my sense is when we left Buenos Aires was that, okay, aside from all the panels putting together proposals and ideas on how either ICANN evolves within the Internet governance ecosystem or the entire ecosystem evolves, that there is a need to organize the ICANN community itself so that it interacts with all these fora going on, whether it's OneNet or Brazil, or frankly, even beyond that, the other fora that are not within our sphere, the WTDC and so on. All this busy agenda next year with Internet governance, we needed a place where the ICANN community comes together and decides what's the best way to ensure that ICANN's voice is heard, is united, and is heard across all these fora. And that is a unique job of this working group, that the other panels are, whilst the other panels are just trying to get a document out based on the charter we gave them, here I'm hoping we use this platform to organize ourselves as to how we're going together to participate in all these critical fora out there. One example of that, Keith, and to everyone, it is likely that by the end of this month, based on the press release Brazil issued, we're going to have all the committees responsible for the Brazil meeting filled up with representatives. I'm hoping that some of these will be representatives from ICANN. It's very important then that this working group ensures that these representatives, who happen to be ICANNers, and frankly even representatives who are not ICANNers, hear very clearly from this group, with some unity, hopefully, or at least all the voices and views of this group, as to how we would like to see the Brazil conference proceed, and how we and the things we would like to ensure the Brazil conference achieves, and the things we'd like the Brazil conference to certainly avoid getting into. This is going to be very important. Another small example is that it is likely that the members of the Brazil committees, especially the committee called the Executive Committee, will be responsible in the selection processes of attendees, as I said earlier. Once again, I could see this working group becoming quite active in providing slates of names. And certainly very good music to get everybody riled up and ready for Brazil. But to give them slates of names of people that we believe would represent the various constituencies. And I'm hoping ICANN will be very active in that regard. And lastly, just one last bit that I know, Keith, you can help us with. I'm understanding, although this is not announced yet, that the executive committee of the Brazil meeting will be asking, will be allowing anyone to attend through a global network of hubs and participatory locations around the planet. But then for those who will physically be at the central meeting location in Sao Paulo, there will be some limitations on space, obviously, for the Sao Paulo location. And they will ask each country to nominate a certain up to a certain number of people. Again, I'm hoping that a lot of these nominations can include good ICANN names, people in our community that know this space and can go from every country, whether it's New Zealand or Egypt or whatever, that would represent our views into the conference.
Thank you very much, Fadi. And I'm sure this has brought quite a few questions in participants' minds. We have a Q&A operation, first with Marilyn Cade and then David Farris. So let's start with Marilyn Cade. Marilyn, you have the floor.
Thank you, and welcome, Fadi. I know we all appreciate your joining us. I guess I'm going to start out with a quick comment about I welcome your comment about the cross-pollination of information about work that may be going on in the strategy panels, and particularly the fifth panel. And I think it would be very helpful as a priority if briefing documents and reports and PowerPoints that are being provided in particular to that fifth panel also be made publicly available. My second comment will raise a question about perhaps too much ICANN in the Brazil meeting, and note that the evolution of the internet governance ecosystem, to me, has to be about much, much more than just ICANN. We have, been for years, fought off an effort to make internet governance only about ICANN. And as you noted, there are a number of parallel efforts that are important and that need participation, not just from governments, but from business, civil society, the technical community, such as the CSTD Working Group on Enhanced Cooperation, the IGF consultation itself. And I guess my final point would be to ask you to comment on how you see making sure that, let me say this differently, I would ask you to comment on your views about the decisional nature of the Brazil meeting. For me, as one of the business representatives, I have been really focused on the idea that the Brazil meeting is one event, does not become decisional, it does not take votes on a particular document, but that those documents go into other appropriate fora, such as the CSTD, such as the IGF, for a much broader discussion and engagement.
By the way, on that, thank you, Marilyn, and on that last point you made, I think we are completely in sync, and in many ways this is the view that I felt the Brazilian organizers are thinking, that they very specifically wanted a lot of input. They opened it, they mentioned it twice, that everybody's welcome to provide input into the conference. The conference will not be decisional. It will try to build consensus around the various documents that will come into the conference, and maybe propose some documents or materials that could be then fed into the fora that will follow it, leading up hopefully to a successful IGF meeting in September. So they very much see themselves not in any finalistic way or any deterministic way, but very much as just a step along, as you said, kind of a roadmap of various fora and discussion points throughout next year. I really can assure you that this is what I heard from them very clearly when I was there.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Fadi. Next, we have David Farris. David, you have the floor.
Thank you very much, and thank you, Fadi, for joining. I guess I have a few questions, and hopefully it won't take you long to answer them. The first is, we saw the press release from the CGI, and so they're going to develop internet governance principles, but that could be a whole host of different things. And I guess my key question on that is, are they meant to focus on process or on substance? The second question is, have the Brazilians given any idea of what they mean by orphan issues, as we're using that term? And then finally, if you could give us any guidance about whether there will be coordination meetings for Brazil at Singapore. Thank you.
Thank you, David. Thank you. On the first question, which was whether these principles will be about process or substance, two things I can share with you, although I'm frankly less because our panels are not focused on principles, I'm less focused on this one, but I can tell you that my sense is that this would be more about substance rather than process. There may be a couple of things about process that are very high level, but in general this is about substance. And I want, secondly, to tell you that my sense is that what they mean by principles is extremely high-level principles. I think a guide to us may be the principles of the CGI itself, which is the Brazilian Internet Governance Body. And if you go to the CGI.br main website, on the front of their website in multiple languages, there's a link to, quote-unquote, their principles. I'm not saying this is what will be the target principles, but I think these will be one of the inputs to the principles and may give you a reflection a little bit of what they're thinking of when they say internet governance principles. As to your second point, I want to assure you that there will be nothing in the Brazil conference that is related to topics or to a list of topics. And as such, there will be no discussion of orphan topics per se as topics, or even just to suggest a list like ISOC is doing on their website. There will be no such thing. And they are not using the term. The term was completely removed from, as you noted, any of their communications. They're simply leaving open the fact that when we think about how we evolve the internet governance ecosystem, we should think if and when there are topics that need to be addressed that have no institutional home or no mechanism today, that we think how we might enable something like that. That's, I think, the extent of where they will go. And then your last question was about Singapore and whether we will be doing anything in Singapore to prepare. Yes, I'm very much hoping that, in fact, this very working group, working with our staff, would give us guidance as to anything you need and everything we need as a community to make sure we are well-informed and well-prepared for the events ahead. And just to be clear, something Marilyn said earlier that I want to second, she said, let's make sure this is not all about ICANN. And so I will share with you that when I left Brazil, the message from the Brazilians was that every organization, international organization, including including UN organizations and technical organizations like W3C, et cetera, will have in Brazil the ability to field kind of two people to attend physically. In Brazil, of course, we can all attend remotely or through the hubs together, et cetera. And I said, well, what about ICANN? Well, I said, ICANN as well. You know, everybody gets two seats. So we cannot open this up to flood us. Having said this, it's very important that we're well prepared, we participate, and we will do everything possible in Singapore per your guidance and direction as our community to ensure that we're well prepared.
And please
note, sorry, David, that by Singapore, all the input into the Brazil conference would have come in and been published, and it will give us a chance to actually see what is the input and be able to prepare us for the discussion and the consensus throughout March and April, and certainly during that conference itself.
Thank you very much, Fadi. Just a quick question to you, it's Olivia speaking. How are we doing for time with you?
I'm over my time, and it's not because I have obviously another meeting here at midnight in LA, but it's been an extremely long day. I started at 6 my meetings, but I'm happy to stay on for a couple more questions if it's helpful, Olivia.
Okay, that's fine. Thank you, Fadi. So next we have Bill Drake in the queue. Bill, you have the floor.
Good morning, everyone. I just wanted to pick up on a couple of things real quickly. First of all, with regard to the function of this group, there's been a lot of discussion about exactly what it would do, and obviously I just wanted to suggest that aside from facilitating individual inputs and dialogue and consensus building amongst us, we could contemplate whether there's some way to reach some consensus on written responses to some of the inputs that will come in by March 1. That's just a possibility. The other thing I just wanted to say real quickly, and this is a response to David Ferris' question about Singapore. Fadi didn't mention, but we've been having a dialogue about this as well. I had sent a note to this list a month ago suggesting that you save the date for the Friday prior to the ICANN meeting in Singapore. That would be Friday the 21st of March. NCUC has received ICANN support to organize a conference on that day, and as I mentioned on the email list a month ago, we'd like to make it as cross-community as possible, and the focus would be on the Sao Paulo agenda-related issues, and we'll have hopefully multi-stakeholder panels on each topic that would discuss the inputs that have been received by March 1 and any other kind of ideas around the particular questions of principles and new institutional mechanisms and whatever else. And so I'm hoping that we can get a lot of engagement through this group and take advantage of the fact that we're doing this anyway. Singapore is a month prior to Sao Paulo, and it's a good opportunity, I would think, for the community to have a robust discussion amongst itself about all the various suggestions that have been put forward by then, whether they come from the high-level panel or the governments or individual stakeholders, whoever else. I think that there should be a lot of meat for us to talk about together by then. So I hope that people will save that date if they can and come a day early and help us. We definitely want to have this be something that people do together rather than just something that NCUC organizes by itself on a standalone basis.
Thank you, Bill. This is Fadi. I'm many, many thanks for your initiative on this, Bill. And I hope that this working group and Olivier's leadership will join here to make sure we use this day as a good day for all of us to have active reviews and debate and preparation for responses to what's coming into Brazil. And I can assure you, Bill and Olivier, if I can be or I can be helpful in any way in the facilitation, organization, and participation into that day, you can count fully on my support.
Thank you very much, Fadi, and thank you, Bill, for the reminder of your the events that will take place before the Singapore meeting. I'd like to try and circle back. I've been reading the chat as well. There's a life going on there, and with some questions on some of the things that you've said, Fadi. Certainly, one of the first aims of this cross-community working group is to define its deliverables, define its aims, define what it's going to do. As you've heard, and as you might see on the agenda, which we've shuffled around a little bit, we are drafting our charter at the moment, and the charter will include a set of deliverables, as is usually customary. One of the big questions now is where does this working group fit in the wider scheme of things, and ICANN, et cetera? You've mentioned earlier that with regards to this working group, there needs to be a need to organize the ICANN community, whether it's OneNet Brazil, other fora, et cetera. Is this really what the main aim of this working group should be, this coordination, this organization as ICANN-wide level?
Well, are you asking me personally my view as to what
I'm asking you, everyone. I'm generating discussion here because I think we should, if we can achieve something on this call, really is to try and focus on where we need to go and just get down to doing it. Then,
well, I'll
especially
share my.
Sorry, Fadi, it's Olivia again, especially since you've mentioned that most of the input for the Brazil meeting will have actually been received by the Singapore meeting. So that just gives us about a month for input, if this group is going to provide some input, that gives a month for this group to get working and deliver. Back to you, Fadi, sorry.
No problem. Thank you, Olivier. Well, again, these are just my thoughts. There are also both Teresa Swinehart and Sally Costerton are on the call, so I invite them also to give their input. But I'm going to rattle a number of things, and they're not in any one order. I'm just thinking loud here. I do believe that this working group is an important working group to provide potentially either collective input or at least promote to our community to provide input to Brazil. The input deadline for Brazil is March 1st. That's the last day, as they said in their prior press release, that they will accept input into the conference. And the input will be about only these two items, either about internet governance principles or about the internet governance ecosystem. And as you all know, our fifth panel, the EELS-led panel, will produce output that will become input to the issue of internet governance ecosystem. But that's just a panel. We here as a working group may want to stimulate also input to one or both of these items. Secondly, I do believe that with your good management, we could, from this panel, provide a set of inputs and guidelines that could help me and the staff in our work and our efforts across all of these. So we welcome your input. We welcome your this shouldn't be a call where I'm briefing you alone, but rather also where we are listening to you and taking input that could be helpful in our doing our duty and service within these four. Thirdly, I do believe that once all the input is in into the Brazil conference, there's going to be a very important need for us to coalesce our community around reading that input, analyzing that input, and providing feedback to many of the people who are attending the conference, as well as to our delegates and all the folks we know that will be active in the debates at the conference, input from the ICANN community that helps them position well what we think the direction on these two points should be. Fourthly, I do believe, as I said earlier, that there's going to be a very important need to support and enable the selection of the people who will go to Brazil from the various business, civil society, academic, technical communities, etc. I think we as a working group should maybe consider participating actively in nominating people for these roles. So these are just some thoughts I have on what we could be doing in that area, in the working group, but there may be others as well that the group or my colleagues, Teresa or Sally, may want to add.
Thank you very much, Fatih. It's Olivier Capanablon speaking. There's more discussion in the chat at the moment. Certainly a follow-up on what Bill was saying. With regards to what you've just mentioned to us, Fatih, I'd like to ask the question to the working group itself. As you said, there's a lot of coordination that's needed. There's, of course, input for the Brazil meeting, but there might be a need to coordinate input for other meetings as well. There's the concern that Marilyn and others have mentioned earlier about the duplication of work. Certainly, I find, for example, the OneNet mailing list to be just another copy of the IGC governance mailing list and the Best Bits mailing list. And in fact, now people post on all three of these things, so I get three times the amount of spam as I got before. Sorry, I shouldn't call it spam, but. So it's one of these things where doesn't this group risk duplicating even more efforts, or can it organize itself so as to actually concentrate and coordinate this input across? Question to this working group, do we need to have some kind of arrangement where we have people placed as liaisons on the OneNet discussions and liaisons on the IGC governance discussions on various fora out there? As we know, there's also quite a few UN foras as well. Any thoughts about this?
Olivier, it's Marilyn. I'd like to comment on that.
Marilyn, you have the floor.
I don't think this group should get so anxious about appointing liaisons to other groups, but instead use if our focus is about ICANN and contributing to what ICANN does and how it participates, we can, I think, rely on the fact that there are people already on this group who have roles in OneNet, who have roles in the CFTD working group, who are following with this plus 10, and we can, and the ICANN staff themselves will also active in CSCD working group in Wizards Plus 10. I think we can rely on that, but not formal liaisons. I must say there's a lot of work going on in those other settings, but being a liaison and those meetings are open, I think we should stay focused on our own work.
Thank you very much, Marilyn. I was not aware of, in fact, I'm still not aware of where everyone is involved. Would you think there could be some worth in people self-identifying what they're involved in at the moment, just as an email exchange, so that we can have a good idea of where we have a footprint?
Of course, yes. And that is something we could just do by email very quickly.
Okay, so let's have this then as an action item. So for people, if they wish to, of course, there's no twisting your arm if you don't want to tell people where you're involved, but for people in this working group to share with the group what their footprint is, what are they involved with, so as for us to first be able to know how far we're able to reach. And really, if it's about coordination, we need to know what information we might have at hand if we have questions regarding particular topics. I wanted to spend a few minutes on the charter. So since we still have Fadi on the call, are there any last questions or comments on what we've heard during this call today? I don't see anyone putting their hand up. Fadi, thank you very much for having joined us. A quick question for you, one last one, I guess there is. Will we be able to have you again on the call at some point in the future if we wish to have you?
With great pleasure, with great pleasure. As long as I can be helpful, I will make the time for this. This is extremely important. And I, you know that I appreciate very much the time you all take in addition to all the other responsibilities we have and involvement we have in internet governance. But this is a subject that is going to occupy some of our time in the months ahead. So please count on me as much as I can be helpful, and I'm sure my colleagues who are on the call as well, if I'm not able to contribute, will be equally helpful. So, but we are here for you, Olivier, and everyone. Let us know.
Thank you very much, Fadi. And I gather you can now go to sleep and have a well-earned sleep until you get woken up for the next conference call in a few hours' time.
Okay. Many thanks again. Have a pleasant time wherever you are. Thank you all. Cheers.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So let's continue on our agenda, and I realize that we've got still the review of action items to do, and I think that these are probably, we have reviewed them last week, and in fact we've made some progress. Let's jump directly to number five, discussion about the drafting of the charter. I wanted to spend just the last 5 minutes of our call on this, and I wondered if I could call upon Bart Boswinkel. On this, he has been coordinating the group that had to work or that's been tasked to work on the charter. And in fact, Bart is probably the most knowledgeable person about the current contents of the proposed charter that we have. There's a link on the web page at the moment. Sorry, on the Adobe Connect page to the charter wiki page, and I guess that I can just hand over the floor to Bart to take us through it. Just before that, yes, the link goes over to the charter building page. It's got two versions in it. It's got a version 3 and a version 3.1. You can download it in DocX or in PDF, depending on what works on your machine. The version 3.1 has my comments included with a few additional points that I thought would be worth putting in the charter. But without spending more time on this, Bart, you have the floor.
Good day, everybody. What you see in front of you is, in fact, a combination of some charters or some cross-working groups will be, excuse me, reasonably successful. What has been left out right now is, in fact, the purpose and scope of this cross-community working group, because I think that was still on the debate, and in the previous version you saw some elements of it, but that caused some confusion and needed further discussion. So in the latest version, there was not any language regarding purpose and scope, but based, say, hopefully on the conversation today and further discussion online, this could be filled out. Secondly, and this is more a structural element, there are two ways to, if you have a cross-community working group, there are two ways to organize it, what I've seen until now. One is the cross-community working group itself, after being chartered by the participating SOs and ACs, has a clear set of deliverables and according to a work plan, etc., and will close at a certain point and maybe reopened again. But, say, it will provide input and deliverables on its own without going back to the participating SOs and ACs, and at the same time will solicit, say, from the participating SOs and ACs, the constituencies and or the members or other entities assist them to provide input into processes as well. Say, a good example of such a working group is the CCNSO SOP working group, which provides input into processes on its own, but also solicits and is trying to assist individual CCTLDs to provide input into processes, etc. And you could scale this up to say the broader community. So the core of it is that a cross-community working group in this case is mandated to provide input on its own, and given the time scales that are involved, that's probably the most practical solution. The second way of doing it, and this is what you see in the, for example, in the joint IDN CCNSO DNSO working group, and that what you saw in the DSSA working group, is that the participating SOs and ACs or the working group mandate the working group to provide their deliverables, and the working group goes back to the participating SOs and ACs, which have to endorse and support the deliverables of the working group itself before it will be sent off. And this in itself is logistically and logistically will take quite some time, because you rely on when the councils and or the executive committees, for example, who at large will meet. So that's, say, these are the two alternatives in the draft charter up till now. And thirdly, and that was a bit of a discussion with the members of the drafting committee, is very important probably, especially in alternative one, what is the mechanism for closure of a working group, so the working group will not stay on indefinitely, and there is the opportunity for participating SOs and ACs to maintain some control once they've launched a cross-community working group. These are probably the main elements in the charter from an SO and AC perspective. What you see as well is some rules of engagement for the for the working group itself, the role of the chairs, members, and of staff, and methods to get to a consensus position, etc., within the working group, which what I've seen in the cross-community working groups I've been supporting provide a reasonable basis for discussion, and especially if you deal with, say, members in a working group from the different environments within ICANN. I think that's the main, these are the main structural elements of the charter itself. So I think it's up to the working group to itself to make a look into it and say make clear which way they want to go, but after they've defined the purpose and scope of the working group itself, because that will determine to a large extent how the working group will be structured. That's all for now, I think, Olivier. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Bart, and I realize we are running out of time. Of course, we're not going to agree on a charter on this call, since we are only a subset of the whole working group, but it would be it will certainly be useful for people to be able to listen to your introduction, noting that it is during the last 5 minutes of this call. I can just open the floor for 1 minute if anybody has any questions. Otherwise, we'll have to close this call and then move on for and prepare ourselves for next week. Any questions or immediate comments to Bart Boswinkel's description of the charter and the different alternatives, noting that I've noticed some people in the chat saying that they would prefer alternative one and some prefer alternative two. Does anybody wish to comment immediately? I think it's probably taking time for us all to take in and digest some of the work that is in there. What I would then suggest is for this working group and those people who have not joined us but who are joining us on the mailing list, to actually go through the charter, go through this version, and then write their comments either on the wiki page on which the charters currently are linked to, or on the mailing list, if that's the easiest way, and then we'll be able to try and get some consensus, if you want, on a first charter. I note that there are no objectives in scope on there. That has been left for a purpose, of course, because we still have to define our objective, and in fact maybe objectives and scopes in plural term, in the widest plural term. I note that it might well be this group has to present some documents for ahead of the Brazil meeting, but then this group also has this coordination side to it, this one-stop shop, this market of discussions, and I'm not exactly quite sure how this can be defined. And of course, I think the drafting team would certainly be very welcome for some assurance or some counseling from you, Bart, and from others who have the experience of drafting charters on how this can be formulated. And, well, we just have to hope that we get something done for next week. I urge you all, please follow up after this call. We can't just go from week to week. Be on the calls, have great work going on the calls, and then absolutely nothing for the week. So that's the current state. In effect, the only last thing we have then for this call is to just review the action items. We've got one at the moment, and that's to share via email our involvement in the other groups and where are our footprints. So effectively for this working group to really see how much competence and how much of a network we have, outside of this working group, and I guess that will also identify subject matter experts as well if we're in need of any information. I think the other action items, which are the ongoing ones, are really to finish the charter and definitely to define the scope. So please all follow up by email or on the wiki after the end of this call. I know it's now 9 minutes beyond the official end of this call at 8:09 UTC. I thank you all for having attended. I hope that this was helpful today, and I look forward to continue the conversation and the discussion with you. Staff will, as usual, copy the chat and forward the action items and the chat over to the mailing lists for everyone to know, and we'll also advise you all when the agendas have been updated with the recording and the transcripts. And with this, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night, everyone. This call is now adjourned. Thank you and goodbye.